Come July, the Netherland Plaza Hotel will be full of people who love Laurel and Hardy and maybe even look like them. The biggest fans of Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, the classic comedians who started in silent movies 100 years ago, will gather in Cincinnati from around the world for the 21st International Convention of the Sons of the Desert, the Laurel and Hardy Appreciation Society. It's called the Sons of the Desert after Stan and Ollie's 1933 film about how they tricked their wives into thinking they're going on a medical cruise when they're actually going to a convention. As Oliver Hardy would say to his buddy, "Oh, it's another fine mess you've gotten me into." Joining me in the studio is Gene Sorkin of Clifton, co-chair of the convention here, which will be July 12th to the 15th. Welcome, Gene.
Thank you very much, John.
So how many people are you expecting, and are they really coming from around the world?
Well, yes. So far, we have people from 9 different countries, including Greece and Vietnam and New Zealand. And we're hoping for over 200, maybe if we get lucky, 215 or maybe 5,000.
The convention is open to the public?
Well, the convention proper from July 12th through the 15th is by registration only. And you can go to our website and find all the information you need for that. And importantly, let me just say that we would love to have our local people in the tri-state attend this convention and meet these nuts from all over the world as they gather at the Netherland Hilton.
So how were you introduced to Laurel and Hardy?
Well, they used to show Laurel and Hardy on television. You know, if you ask kids today who are Laurel and Hardy, they won't know, but they'll know the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges. Why? Because they're shown on television. We used to watch them in Los Angeles, and my father would call my brother and myself in off the street to watch Laurel and Hardy. Can you imagine a father, a parent, calling their kid from outside to come in to watch a movie? And my father loved them, and for my brother and myself to see my dad happy and laughing, it was the safest, most wonderful feeling in the world, and that's the feeling that I've always had with Laurel and Hardy, because they're safe. They're clean. You know that they're not going to tear somebody down. It's almost like cartoon violence if you do a tit for tat, and it's always like a tub of lard over your head or getting hit on the head with a wooden spoon. There's nothing really objectionable with them. It's nice, fun comedy.
And something you'd watch with the whole family, which can't be said
absolutely.
For a lot of
comedy. Absolutely. When we started our local chapter of the Laurel and Hardy group here, which is known as the Chimp Tent, named after the Laurel and Hardy 1932 movie The Chimp, which is my favorite, by the way, one thing that we wanted to stress that it was family friendly. And we encourage people to bring their kids and learn to love Stan and Ollie and come away with some of their wonderful lines.
So The Chimp Tent is your favorite. Why?
Well, The Chimp is a movie that where Stan and Ollie inherit, well, it's really a gorilla, but they call it a chimp in the movie. The situation that they get into trying to hide this gorilla from the landlord, played by the wonderful character actor Billy Gilbert. And at the end of the movie, when Billy Gilbert comes in thinking it's his wife, whose name is Ethel, and guess what the chimp's name is? Ethel, that's right.
So the landlord only hears voices he doesn't see.
And when he comes into the bedroom, he thinks it's his wife Ethel under the covers. And he thinks that she's been playing around with Laurel and Hardy. And he says, "Ethel, you know I've always loved you. How could you do this to me? You, the mother of my children." And Laurel and Hardy are looking at each other because they know that it's the gorilla under the bed. Well, when the gorilla throws the covers off and comes up and Billy Gilbert sees it's not his wife, he says, "Get out, get out." And this is why I love the movie. Oliver Hardy simply says to Billy Gilbert, "But you said you loved her." And that, to me, is priceless. It's a million-dollar line, and that's why we are known as the Chimp Tent here in Cincinnati.
And the tent part is that every chapter, instead of being called a chapter, is called a tent.
That is correct, and they're named after Laurel and Hardy films. Our sister tent in Columbus is the Perfect Day Tent. In Cleveland, it's the Big Business Tent. These are all names of Laurel and Hardy movies.
And there's one in Dayton, which you had participated in before you founded the one here?
Yes, it was A Haunting We Will Go, and that was named because that movie takes place in Dayton, Ohio.
So during the convention, will there be some screenings of films?
Oh, absolutely. We have a film room dedicated to silent films of Laurel and Hardy, and we have live keyboard accompaniment to all of these films.
Oh, so was that hard to do to find somebody?
Oh, absolutely. But we're fortunate with the Chimp Tent. We have 3 people who are just wonderful live keyboard accompanists to the silent movies that we show at our tent meetings. And at the convention, we'll have the silent films. We have a film room, a communal film room, which will be open 8 or 10 hours a day during the convention. People can watch some of the sound Laurel and Hardy movies. You know, they made 32 of their 106 films were silent, which means that 2/3 were sound films. Growing up, I never knew they made silent films. If you watch them now, you see that they're just pure beauty, pure genius. So yes, we will have films during the convention.
So do you have any rare classics or restored classics?
At the convention, we have the convention premiere of the newly restored silent film, The Battle of the Century. This was the film that showed the Pie Fight to end all pie fights. And the individual who discovered or rediscovered this missing 7 minutes of the second reel is going to be there. He's going to present the film, and he's going to play the live piano accompaniment to the film. So this is going to be a real treat. And for any of you classic film fans out there, this is an opportunity to see this restored film that really hadn't been seen in this version for, I don't know, years.
So I'm going to guess that part of the 7 minutes that were missing were part of the Pie Fight?
Yes, you're going to see things that Robert Youngson did a compilation, and he saved what we thought was the only bits of that second reel. And this was in 1958, I believe. So people have only seen a few minutes, but now you're going to see double the amount of pies and double the amount of people with pie on their face.
What could be better? And you'd mentioned that there's another one called Hog Wild. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, the UCLA Film and Television Archive has a Laurel and Hardy project. And what we try to do with the Sons of the Desert is preserve and maintain the legacy of Laurel and Hardy. Well, that's the identical goal of the UCLA Film and Television Archive Laurel and Hardy Project. They are painstakingly going through every Laurel and Hardy film, and they're restoring them back to their pristine original condition. That means frame by frame, getting rid of dust, nicks, scratches, imperfections. They have just finished one of the films, and I think they've probably finished a dozen by now. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that. But they are bringing the newly restored version of Hog Wild, which is a 1930 absolute classic. If you can imagine Laurel and Hardy trying to put up an antenna on the roof of a slanted roof house, what could go wrong? Plus, there's a wild romp through the streets of Culver City and Los Angeles, USC, with Oliver Hardy perched on a ladder on an open car, which is, has to be seen to be believed.
Do you have a favorite, either Laurel or Hardy? Or do you take it as a package deal?
It's a package deal. They both made individual films. I mean, Stan Laurel made over five dozen films as a solo actor, and Oliver Hardy made, I think, over 330 films before teaming with Laurel. So they had a lot of experience, but it's the magic of when they're together. It's Laurel's head scratching and crying in his, the way he walks.
He was always so childishly innocent.
The question is, are they adults masquerading as children or the other way around?
And then you've got Hardy twiddling with the tie.
Yes, he would twiddle his tie. But it's his camera looks that are the killers. When Stan will do something outrageous, Hardy will plead with you, like, look what I have to put up with. Can you believe it? And his lines, like, why don't you do something to help me? And, well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. The tie twiddled, the finger movements, very delicate. He's a real Southern gentleman.
So for those who will attend the convention, is there a costume event or contest?
We have 3 days of pre-convention for our out-of-towners who want to see Cincinnati, and we'll invite them to go on a brewery tour and to the aquarium and also to Kings Island. When the convention starts, we have a regular chimp tent meeting on the Wednesday night, and then Thursday, we have an opening reception and then a formal opening ceremonies. And we have Laurel and Hardy impersonators. We have a live orchestra. We're going to play live orchestral accompaniment to From Soup to Nuts, another Laurel and Hardy silent film, that first night. The second day, we're going to have a picnic at Mount Airy, where we have the Babe Hardy Golf Tournament. We'll have our own Cincinnati Cornhole. We'll have the Pee Wee Contest. We'll have a puzzle-making contest from the exact same puzzle used in their film, Me and My Pal. And then that evening, we're going on a BB Riverboat cruise for a nice buffet dinner. And then Saturday, we have a trivia contest. We have a grand council meeting to select the next poor individuals who will host the 2020 convention. And we're also having noted authors Irv Hyatt and Randy Skretvedt discuss various aspects of Laurel and Hardy and their careers and their time in Cincinnati. Then Saturday night, we have a costume banquet. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The costumes that people come up with related to Laurel and Hardy characters that I've seen from past conventions are absolutely wonderful. Take a lot of thoughts put into it. And we have a photo booth on hand so you can get all the pictures you want of yourself and your friends. We'll also show the restored Battle of the Century. We'll show the pristine version of Hog Wild that night. There's a lot going on. And, of course, there's a glorious Hilton sit-down banquet. And Sunday we have another brunch. People like to eat at these conventions. Mm. We're going to make sure nobody goes away hungry. But I think the main thing at these conventions is a chance to meet these wonderful people. And I do say wonderful because they have one thing in common. They all like to laugh.
One last question. They made their films like 90 years ago, their first film.
Yes, the first film that they were together was actually in the early 20s, called The Lucky Dog, but they were at different studios. They separated, and they both wound up at the Hal Roach Studios in 1926, and that's when they started working together, and by the end of 27, they were a team. They made films through 1945, and then they stopped, and then they made one last film in 1951.
So 90 years ago, what makes them endure?
Well, the state of the world today needs Laurel and Hardy. I've seen bumper stickers that say what the world needs now is more Laurel and Hardy. And amen to that, brother. Because of their gentle humor, they only bring joy and laughter. There's no controversy with them. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. You don't need to speak the language. Just watch and enjoy. Who doesn't enjoy the situation where somebody gets humiliated in a funny way, gets conked on the head for something that they've done, gets into a ridiculous argument? It's nice, gentle humor.
Gene, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
I've been talking to Gene Sorkin, co-chair of the 21st Annual Convention of the Sons of the Desert, the Laurel and Hardy Appreciation Society. It will be held at the Hilton Cincinnati Netherland Plaza Hotel, July 12th through the 15th. It is open to the public. Registration closes June 20th. You'll find a link to the convention website and information about the Chimp Tent, the local chapter, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm John Kieswetter.